Oh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
Six o'clock. You know what time it is. It is overtime. I am your host tonight, Daniel Brackman. Alongside me, to my right, sitting atop his mighty throne, the always reliable Cole McCormick. Cole, how was your weekend, man?
It was good. I worked one day, got all of Sunday off, so that was nice. Didn't do a whole lot. Went to the Smokies game Saturday night.
How was that?
It was fun. It was UT night.
Did you wear your orange?
I did, yeah.
There you go.
Wore my orange. A lot of other people did, too. There was a lot of people there in general, and I was not expecting it, but it was good to see all of the UT fans come show support for the Smokies. Other than that, just kind of hung out at the house, took a lot of naps.
There you go.
So, can't
you
complain.
Said you weren't expecting a lot of people to be at the game?
Yeah, every time.
Was there like a deal on beer or something?
No.
Hot dogs?
It was UT night. They were giving away Inky Johnson bobbleheads.
Okay. Did you get one?
No. It was only the first 1,000 fans, and by the time I got there, there were thousands of people.
Really?
What time did you get? I got there like right at 7 when it started.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess you had to get there an hour or so before?
Yeah, I knew another guy that went. He said he got there at 5:30. Game didn't start till 7, and he was like one of the last ones to get one, so they were gone for a while.
Inky Johnson bobbleheads.
Yeah.
Flying through.
They were. I was hoping to get one. He was there. He was supposed to throw out the first pitch. His son actually threw it out, so that was cool to see. Smokey, the actual Smokey, he was there too. UT cheerleaders were there.
Like the actual dog?
The actual dog was there. UT cheerleader. So, I mean, everything like during innings was UT related. So it was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Tanner Carson, as you may have noticed by now, is not going to be joining us tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little early birthday present. He's hitting up a concert tonight.
Yeah.
Do you remember what concert it is?
I can't remember exactly who it is. I know that he was pretty pumped about it.
It must be pretty special if he's going to miss the show for it.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a big time show if he's missing his beloved overtime show. But hopefully he has fun tonight as an early birthday present.
Absolutely. Tanner, drink some beer for us, buddy.
Yeah, but yeah, I can't remember who it was. He told me, and I, for the life of me, can't remember who he's going to see.
Maybe he's listening. He'll let us know here in a minute.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe.
Getting to it now, though. Big news for former Tennessee linebacker today. Bleacher Report broke it about 30 minutes ago or so. The Denver Broncos have signed linebacker A.J. Johnson to their team.
Good for him.
Absolutely.
I'm excited for him.
Absolutely. John Elway came out on the Denver Post and was quoted saying, AJ hasn't had the opportunity to play football for the past 3 years while resolving a serious legal matter. We've had several conversations with him since he's been cleared and have become very familiar with his background and character. Our organization is confident AJ is ready to move forward and resume his playing career. So great things from John Elway, of all people.
Yeah, the initial report I saw about AJ signing, two things stuck out to me. One was when they signed AJ, they let another linebacker go.
So yes, a guy that's been Stansley Mponga.
Yeah, which I've never heard of him, but they let another
small guys, yeah.
Another guy go to make him a spot. And also that the Broncos won out over like 10 different teams.
Yeah.
So it's not like the Broncos were the only one giving him a chance.
No. He would have been easily a second round pick, if not late first round, depending.
Yeah.
I mean, Are you surprised that he got signed so quickly to a team? Because, I mean, he was just acquitted of rape charges last month.
Yeah.
And it's August 13th today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, I kind of am surprised just because the investigation, you know, even though he was found not guilty, this was a 3-year process.
Yeah.
And then for him to just less than a month out of being cleared of all the charges against him, he signed to an NFL team. It kind of did shock me. I had a feeling he would at least make a practice roster.
Yo, no, no doubt in my mind that after everything, after all of his charges were acquitted and everything, that he would wind up on an NFL roster.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, to have 11 teams interested you in you,
yeah,
and having one team cutting, was it two people, two players? Is
it, maybe. I can't. I'm trying to find it. I can't remember.
It was a guy that I mentioned. Didn't you say there was another one?
I think there was just one.
Just one?
I think it was just one.
Well, regardless, you must have talent, which obviously he does, if they're going to pick you up and release this other guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, great for A.J. Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I'm excited for him. I'm still shocked it happened so soon, though.
Yeah?
I really am.
To be honest, I didn't even see it. My buddy told me about it. He sent me the tweet, and I was like, really?
Yeah, I just happened to just run across it because I saw his picture, and I was like, wait, that's A.J. Let me scroll back up. I didn't even think anything of it. Then I read it. I was like, holy crap. But, yeah, hopefully he can make something of it. I'm sure he will.
I mean I follow him on social media, and I know for a fact that he was keeping in shape.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever got to see it on those videos on Instagram, but I mean, the dude was working.
Yeah.
He was working to get himself into shape, back into that football playing shape.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I actually saw him a week before the trial started. Excuse me. I saw him, I was at Westtown Mall one night, ran in to get some food because one of my favorite restaurants is inside the mall. So I
Which
ran
restaurant?
In Sarku Japan.
What?
Sarku, the Japan hibachi place, like right next to Chick-fil-A.
Never heard of it, but
anyway, it's in there. It's Japan. It's really good. But I was in there, and he was in line right in front of me, and I was with my girlfriend, and I didn't see his face at first. All I saw was just the back of him. It's this huge guy with dreads, and I'm like, I think that's AJ Johnson. And then he kind of turned his head sideways. I was like,
"That's AJ. That's AJ Johnson.
He is definitely still in football shape. Like,
oh, absolutely.
It looked like he hasn't missed a beat.
I don't know if it was CrossFit or exactly what he was doing. It was like a CrossFit type workout that he does. But I mean,
yeah,
staying in great shape. I mean, let's see. Do you know when the Broncos' next preseason game is?
Not off the top of my head. I would feel like it would be fairly soon.
It's definitely this weekend.
Yeah.
Here we go. They play Saturday the 18th against the Bears at 9:05 p.m.
Okay.
Do you think we'll get to see AJ out there?
I don't know.
Because I know when you're first signed by a new team, you have to go through those procedures. You know, you have to pass a physical. You have to do all that, like the NFL rules. The implications that the NFL has when you sign a new player, you have to do all that stuff. So, I mean, if he can get his physical passed, I don't see why he wouldn't.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if he can pass all that stuff, but just less than a week with an organization not knowing, the schemes and all that, even though it is preseason, mm-hmm. It doesn't mean anything, I still feel like they might hold him out. I feel like he'll be, let's see, their next game is against the Redskins on the 24th. I feel like that'll probably be the first time we see him.
Mm-hmm.
But if he gets out there against the Bears, it wouldn't totally shock me. It would in a way, just because he'll have less than a week of practice. He doesn't know the guys up there. He doesn't know the scheme. He's just probably now up there signing his contract or whatever, or moving into his locker or whatever he's doing in Denver right now. So I wouldn't put any money on it. I wouldn't be betting on him to get on the field, even though it is preseason. But I mean, you never know. Why not throw him out there, see what he's got? I mean, it's been 3 years since he played, even though he was a great player when he was doing it. But being out of something for 3 years, especially a professional athlete,
yeah,
you're gonna lose some stuff.
True. Johnson, who was a three-time All SEC selection from the 2011 through the 2014 seasons,
mm-hmm.
and he ranks second all time in tackles at Tennessee with 425.
Really.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that high.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
He definitely had over 100 tackles in each of his three seasons, which, I mean, he would have had to if he has 425.
Yeah.
Great stuff coming from AJ. Very excited to see him play. Cole, do you think that AJ Johnson can reciprocate, what he did at the collegiate level and move it to an entirely different level in the NFL?
Yeah, I think he could. I don't think it'll be something, instant. It'll take. If he sees the field this season, the regular season, I don't think it'll be anything spectacular. It'll probably be another year for him. Even though he is in such great shape, you know, just football speed and doing everything it takes to be
absolutely
a pro athlete, especially a starter in the NFL, is a lot more than, you know, even though he was doing that, you know, whatever he was, I know he was doing like amateur MMA kind of stuff, like UFC. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he was in shape, but I mean, playing in the NFL week in and week out, coming into that, one, when he's never done it, and two, when he hasn't been playing any kind of football for 3 years, he's just going to be tough. But I wouldn't underestimate him. I mean, he's had a lot of motivation the past few years to get back on the field, so he might just be ready to go physically. I don't know if he would be mentally, just because of all the stuff that comes with it, but it'll just be something we have to see. I think it'll be determined by how he plays in the preseason games, if they let him in, which I'm sure they will at least one. I think that'll really determine it.
Yeah, I definitely think we'll see him in this preseason. Maybe not this weekend. Maybe the weekend after that, you said, against the Redskins, or maybe their fourth preseason game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because basically none of the first-team starters play in that final preseason game.
Yeah, after the Bears this weekend, they play, let's see, they play at the Redskins on the 24th and at the Cardinals on the 30th.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he's in those last two.
I would love to see him out there.
Oh, I would. I can't wait to watch him.
Do you know if his buddy Kurt Majette still in the NFL or not?
I know he was with the Colts.
He got drafted by the Colts in 2016. And I know he made somewhat of an impact.
Yeah,
he had like few tackles, nothing spectacular.
Yeah,
is he on a roster currently still?
I don't think so. All his stats are from 2016 with the Colts, so there's nothing from 2017. So if he's on a roster, he didn't see the field at all, but it's not pulling anything up.
I know he got hurt when he was on the Colts,
mm-hmm.
but I never, after that, I really never heard anything else about him.
Yeah. Hang on, let's see.
Because that would be really something.
I think he is still on the Colts. He was hurt last season because the Colts posted a video about him talking about coming back from an injury on June 4th.
Of this year?
Yeah. So he looks like he's still on the Colts, but he's just been injured. Hip injury last season.
So he probably didn't play last weekend for the Colts?
Yeah. I mean, there's no stat. The only stats on here are from 16.
Interesting.
So it looks like he's still on their roster. He was just hurt all last season and is trying to come back from that hip injury.
Interesting. Well,
it'd be fun to see them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to say.
That'd be awesome.
What if the circumstances so happened that they land on the same team 1 year?
I know. That would be fantastic.
They're like the dynamic duo when they were here together.
Yeah, I know. They really were. They were unstoppable.
Great stuff. Awesome to hear for AJ Johnson after that grueling 3-year period of not knowing what was going to happen with that case,
yeah,
to being acquitted of all charges.
It's
and
incredible.
Now signing with the Denver Broncos.
Like, his story is just incredible.
It's great. And great for John Elway and the Denver Broncos organization for giving a guy like this a chance.
Yeah.
Just awesome stuff.
Peyton giving AJ a shot.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 865-546-8200, your chance to hop on the McKinney Team Hotline. Give Cole and I your thoughts on AJ Johnson or anything else. Open phone lines. We are down to talk about whatever you want to. You've been listening to Overtime on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the show. 865-546-8200, your chance to call in and join Cole and I. I forgot to hint at best and worst of the weekend this segment, so that's my fault. But you ready, Cole?
Yeah, let's do
Without further ado, we have best and worst of the weekend. Starting with my worst of the weekend, let's get the bad things out of the way first.
Yeah, I agree.
My worst of the weekend was my boy, Ricky Fowler dropping out of contention at the PGA Championship. Mm-hmm. I spoke too soon on Thursday. I told Tanner, I was like, this is it. This is his tournament. I can feel it. So I'm just going to start. I'm just gonna stop cheering for him.
Yeah.
And then he'll win. Yeah. And once he wins, I'm back on.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll be cheering for him in secret so he doesn't know.
It's a good strategy.
My best of the weekend was the Steelers fan that showed up to a Steelers practice dressed up as a player and decided to call out Antonio Brown.
Oh.
That he wanted to guard him.
Let's go.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it was. That was hilarious.
Cole?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was messing with some stuff.
You're good.
Let's see. First for me, it was, I'm sure you saw it, the Athletics, Oakland Athletics, the A's outfielder, which I had his name pulled up, but I cannot remember who it was. Let me find it again. Anyway, the double play he had, I believe Saturday.
Yes.
It was against, let's see, I'm not prepared at all for this. Can't remember who it was against, but anyway, he caught a fly ball deep into center field, turns around on the warning track, fires an absolute
laser
to first base and gets the runner that was going to second back at first base.
It was the A's versus the Angels.
Yes. His name was Ramon Laureano.
Absolute Ramon cannon. Laureano.
Yeah.
It was a cannon of a throw.
He was standing on the warning track. It didn't hop. It was all in the air.
Oh, yeah. It was, yeah.
Straight to first base. That, it was over, let's see, 321 feet. In the air.
It's a cannon.
It is a cannon.
It is a cannon.
It was absolutely incredible. So that was definitely best for me.
I love seeing baseball plays like that.
I do too. I mean, usually it's like a home run
or something. Nothing fancy. No. Just a nice throw.
Just rear
turned
back,
into a double play.
Let it rip.
Love it.
Yeah. So that's best for me. And worst, kind of simple for me, Tiger losing. It was so much fun watching him. I was pulling for him, of course. I'm pulling for him until he wins another one, but... He was so close yesterday.
Tiger's almost back.
Yeah.
I heard Bear talking about him earlier. Bear's a big Tiger supporter.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I kind of am too, in a way. Like, I want to see him get back because golf is great when he's good. So, yeah, just him losing in general yesterday.
No.
Definitely the worst part of the weekend for me.
Okay. That's good. We've got Tanner Carson thinks that he can just no-show us on overtime.
Yeah.
He thinks he can just no-show us.
Yeah.
And that he'll still get to do his best and worst of the weekend.
Yeah, who do you think you are, Tanner?
What is that, Tanner? Do you want to read it or you want me to?
I'll read it.
You got it?
Yeah. Let's see. Mr. Tanner Carson. Oh, music ended. Best for Tanner. Tiger in contention on Sunday. Obviously, that was a very high point of the weekend. And his worst, no QB still separating themselves at UT scrimmage. That's a good one.
From what we know.
From what we know. Yeah, I'm sure there's somebody that's actually making better strides than another, but from what we know, they seem pretty gridlocked. So that'll be something to watch. So yeah, that's Mr. Tanner Carson live from the
concert. He's lucky he had such a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, if it was gonna suck, I wasn't gonna read it. But that's a good one.
The PGA Championship wrapped up yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Brooks Koepka, the winner of the PGA Championship.
Yes.
At 16 under. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger Woods. So close.
Tiger.
So close.
Tiger.
So close.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time.
Coming in second place at 14 under. Two strokes behind. So close. He's almost back.
It's only a matter of time. I'm telling you.
You think he gets one next year? A major. Not a tournament, but a major.
Yeah, I do. I think the Masters will be one to watch.
Spieth's an early favorite.
I know. I'm just telling you. Tiger's looking good right now. I'll give him some more time because it's in March, isn't it? The Masters.
Yeah. No. April.
April. Okay.
They moved the Players to March. So it goes. Okay. The Players is in March. The Masters is in April. The PGA Championship. No, I'm sorry. The U.S. Open is in June. And the PGA Championship's in. I'm missing the British Open. I will get...
I don't know.
March.
My golf knowledge is not a lot. But anyway...
Oh, they moved the PGA... Okay, so it's the Players in March,
mm-hmm.
the Masters in April, the PGA Championship in May, U.S. Open in June and the British Open in late July. Okay. That's what it is right there.
Okay. Well, whenever it is. Yeah, the Masters, I mean, because he hasn't played the Masters since when? It's been a while since he's been there, since he's been to Augusta. And I feel like he's going to come out just guns a-blazing.
Brooks Koepka with the something, with the, he quoted saying, kind of funny, "Everybody on the course could hear it. You could hear it trickle down as they changed the scoreboards. You'd hear different roars every 3 seconds. It was pretty obvious when Tiger made a birdie."
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Do you see that kind of, it doesn't take away that Brooks Koepka won? Because, I mean, you still won.
Mm-hmm.
But does it kind of diminish it knowing that everyone was just rooting against you because they wanted Tiger to win?
I mean, in a way, yeah, it sucks just because, you know, you win and nobody really cares. Everybody's just talking about Tiger, how he almost beat you.
Yeah, honestly, they're talking more about Tiger finishing second than they are Brooks winning.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it is. I mean, he's getting all that cash. He's getting the trophy, so I don't think he cares all that much. But, yeah, just thinking about it, you won this tournament, but yet everybody's talking about the guy that came in second who didn't win anything.
Koepka said on the matter, "Other than me and my team, I think everybody was rooting for Tiger, as they should. Yep. He's the greatest player to ever play the game. He is the whole reason people of my generation are even playing golf. To duel it out with him, I don't think I ever dreamed of that situation today."
Well put. He's
pretty,
right.
Pretty cool things to say.
Yeah.
Beat Tiger. That's, I mean, saying you beat Tiger is like saying you beat Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an accomplishment.
Absolutely. Great things from Brooks. Glad he won. Got himself one. Tiger, though, in second.
Yeah.
He's close. Cole thinks he's going to get one next year.
I do.
Specifically in the Masters. April.
Down in Augusta. Would not be shocked.
That's a hard course. Tiger has been known to play it well in the past, though.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, look at him now. He almost won yesterday. Give him, what, it's August? Give him, what, seven or eight more months till the Masters or so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's going to come out and just shut everybody down.
I'm looking for these odds for Tiger. I cannot find it. Anyway, Jordan Spieth opens the best odds at 10-1, while 2018 Masters champion Patrick Reed is at 30-1. Brooks Koepka, who won two majors this year, is at 14-1. I don't know why Tigers isn't here. It is not listed. I see. Wow. Golf odds maker at Superbook, Jeff Sherman, said, "I don't think you've ever seen true odds just because of the support he gets. When he was 50-1, true odds would have been 150-1. So I don't think that has anything to do with his odds at the Masters next year. But other notables, Rory McIlroy opens up at 14-1. Ricky Fowler, Ricky!
Yeah.
16-1. Adam Scott, 40-1. Phil Mickelson, also 41, and Sergio Garcia is listed at 50-1. The 2019 Masters will take place April 11th through the 14th. One of the best weekends of the year.
Yeah.
I definitely think Tiger has a great shot if he continues how well he's been playing.
I agree, yeah.
I mean, why not?
I mean, he's playing good right now. Why won't he play great come Masters time?
I don't know.
I mean, unless...
I'm sure he can. I'm sure Tiger... I don't think Tiger's going to win the Masters personally, but I could definitely see Tiger getting either like U.S. Open or British Open or the Open or something.
Yeah.
The Masters is just super, I mean, that's everybody's, it's such a tricky, tricky course.
If he doesn't win, it'll just add to, because I feel like I'm not a big golf fan, but I watch the Masters every year just because it is the Masters. And with Tiger being back and with him really being in contention to win, if he keeps it up the way he's playing, it'll just add to the excitement to the Masters.
Absolutely. And, I agree.
I mean, I feel like he could ride that momentum.
Yeah.
He clearly knows.
Everyone is behind him.
Yeah, he knows everybody's behind him, and he knows how to play that course. So, I mean, I know he's not like – his odds aren't even listed right now, but I think come time – in April. It'll be, I think it'll be his lose come April. If he can keep it up, that'll be the thing. If he can keep this up, or if he just kind of goes into a lull and doesn't really care if he, doesn't care if he wins, just, you know, he wants to be in contention with everybody else.
Absolutely. 865-546-8200, your chance to get on the show, and join Cole and I. Talk to us about the AJ Johnson stuff, Tiger, anything. We'll get into a little NFL on the other side. You've been listening to Overtime on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into Overtime. Daniel Brackman and Cole McCormick here with you until 8 tonight. 865-546-8200, your chance to hop on the McKinney Team Hotline and join the show. Cole, do you remember, I think it was last month in July, or maybe it was late June, the whole story about LeSean McCoy and the home invasion with his ex-girlfriend?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't say developments have come out of it, but definitely some more newsworthy things have come out regarding this. Today, Mac Rodak of ESPN.com reported that LeSean McCoy has been sued by Delicia Cordon, his ex-girlfriend, over, it says it in the headline, July home invasion.
Wow.
Quote, Delicia Cordon, the ex-girlfriend of Buffalo Bills running back LeSean McCoy, filed a personal injury lawsuit Friday against McCoy and his former University of Pittsburgh teammate, Tamarcus Porter, in connection to a July 10th home invasion in which Cordon was beaten and robbed of jewelry.
Goodness gracious.
No suspects have been named in the criminal investigation of the invasion, which took place in the Atlanta area, which the home was owned by McCoy at the time of the attack, where Cordon had been living.
Man, serious stuff.
Cordon's lawsuit seeks damages including $133,000 in stolen jewelry and $13,000 in furniture. $133,000 in jewelry.
How much jewelry she got?
I don't know. And was it, I wonder if it was just her jewelry.
That's true. Wonder if it was his or someone else's. I mean, if she's seeking the damages, I'm going to go with it's hers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, then again, she could just be trying to get the money for somebody else's. I don't know, but if I had to guess, it's going to be hers. Which, if that's, I mean, if you're the girlfriend of an NFL player, I mean, he's got plenty of money to blow on all this jewelry. So, yeah, Probably was hers.
The article continues to say, the suit says the assailant in the home invasion indicated to Cordon that he knew McCoy. Cordon told a 911 dispatcher after the attack that she suspected McCoy set her up because he had previously asked her to return the jewelry that was stolen from her during the home invasion.
Man.
This is weird.
This is some weird stuff.
So this investigation has been going on for well over a month. Mm-hmm. It's August 13th. This happened in July 10th.
Goodness.
What do you think? Like,
I think it's just some crazy ex-girlfriend trying to get back at LeSean for dumping her. I don't know what happened between them.
It's clear that she had stuff. She had, I'm assuming is her property stolen.
Sure.
$133,000 in jewelry. Like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Unless it's just like one fat diamond or something.
Yeah. Never know. But I mean, to sue him, I mean, what did he do? Steal it?
Well, that's what's fishy about this whole thing is it said what I just read a minute ago. If I could find it, that, because
he asked her,
he had previously asked her to return the jewelry that was stolen during the home invasion.
So she thinks.
So he asked for the jewelry.
Yeah.
She wouldn't give it up. He goes, "Well, forget you. I'm sending my boys in there to get my jewelry back." No, I don't know if that's true. Still don't know. Still investigation is still going on. But it kind of leads you to think that way.
Yeah, definitely.
With how this story is being told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, it's a possibility. Definitely. I mean, especially if he already asked for it back, and then she didn't give it back, he's gonna be like, okay, well, I'm getting it back, you know, one way or another. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happened, but it just seems a little much, especially for him. I mean, he's got enough money. He didn't have to worry about $133,000 in jewelry and $13,000 in furniture. Like, he didn't need to worry about that.
Absolutely.
So I find it hard to believe he really had anything to do with it. Just, I mean, before this, I can't remember of any kind of trouble like that came or that was around him. Like
shady, yeah, no,
like nothing.
Isn't it ironic how shady this situation is? And
yeah,
Sean McCoy's nickname is Shady.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
Very ironic.
I think it's more of her just trying to. She's mad that they're not together anymore. She's not getting, you know, the kind of treatment she was. She's not getting the stuff she used to. So she's like, well, I'm going to go ahead and sue you and go ahead and take some of your money if you're not going to give it to me.
And I didn't see anything in the article, and nor do I remember reading anything from when we first talked about it in July, but I don't know how or if this is going to affect him playing this season, if it does at all, depending on how the investigation goes.
I don't think it will. I think, like, if it's something more serious, like, you know, if it feels like assault or something,
yeah.
Like if he hit her, yeah, they're gonna hold him out. But he's being sued by his ex-girlfriend for her jewelry being missing. I mean,
yeah.
If I'm one of the execs over there, I don't think I'm holding him out. I don't think that's enough.
No. Sticking with the NFL, moving to my beloved Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dez Bryant tweeted out after we got off the show Friday night.
Yeah.
That he is starting his visits this week. I'm coming to the land to see you, Mr. Dorsey.
Uh-oh.
Coming to the land to see Mr. Dorsey.
Interesting. You think he ends up there?
Well, that maybe. This getting to my next point. This article from the Associated Press, has Jarvis Landry saying he is friends with Dez Bryant.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Huh.
Jarvis Landry is friends with Dez Bryant, but he would like to be teammates.
He's friends with Dez Bryant, but he would like to be teammates.
Yeah, like they're already friends, but like,
but he still like. I guess they'd like
to be more than friends. They'd like to become teammates.
I gotcha. Yeah. I mean, do you think any other team would give Dez a chance other than the Browns?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Who else do you think would?
Who's in need of a wide receiver? See, the Falcons, no. Giants, no. Raiders, no. Packers, no. Titans, maybe. I could see the Titans maybe scheduling a meeting with them.
I mean, there has been talks about him going to Nashville.
Yeah. Cincinnati, maybe. Pittsburgh, no. Philadelphia, no.
Yeah.
I don't know. There could be plenty of teams. I mean, Cardinals, maybe. I don't know how strong their wide receiver core is. I know they still have Larry Fitzgerald, but I mean,
he's about done.
Father Time always wins.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Landry was quoted saying, "If he wants to be here, then obviously we're open arms and we'd love to have him. He'd be a great addition to our team and to our offense for sure." Which, I mean, he's not wrong. Dez Bryant's an incredible talent out there at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when Josh Gordon comes back?
Yeah.
You know, Josh Gordon has that history with psychological issues. Is that what you? Is that inappropriate?
Because
I know he hasn't showed up to training camp yet because he has some things he needs to work on.
Yeah, that's putting it one way.
Yeah, Dez Bryant's going to be great wherever he goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's one of the greatest receivers I've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting up there too, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to see how old he is. He's got to be at least 30.
Oh yeah, at least he's been in the league for. He's been in Dallas for a while.
While in Dallas, he pulled in 531 catches for 7,459 yards and 73 touchdowns.
I mean, those are big time numbers.
Yeah. Last season, his numbers were not as great. He had 69 receptions for 838 yards and only 6 touchdowns. Hmm. So, adding Dez Bryant to the roster, that would give you another weapon. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, from what we've been seeing, for what we've heard from last week with how well Antonio Callaway is doing, we saw the leadership ability of Jarvis Landry from that video of the first episode of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Incredible leadership skills. Yeah. And then they still have Josh Gordon, who has yet to come to training camp yet. Is it still training camp? Mm-hmm. Do they still call it training camp if it's preseason? Just practice. He's still practice. Not practice
yeah.
because he had some mental things he needed to work on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you're starting three wide receivers. If Josh Gordon can get himself straight in the head, you have Josh Gordon, Jarvis Landry, Dez Bryant.
I mean, that's pretty solid.
I mean,
and Callaway.
That's one hell, yeah, of Callaway coming in as WR4.
Yeah.
That's one hell of a wide receiver core.
Yeah, I agree.
And especially as well as Tyrod looked in those couple series he had last week for week one of the preseason.
Yeah.
Adding another weapon like Dez Bryant wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Cleveland could be sitting real pretty if they can get Dez. I think they're going to be in all right shape if they don't. Mm-hmm. But if they can get Dez, I think that can – he can get a maybe, probably another win. I mean, because with that receiver core, if Tyrod can get them the ball, it'll open up the run game. And we all know he can run, and their running backs so, they'd all have a good season too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, we'll just have to see where he goes. I feel like he will go to Cleveland, you know, just because Cleveland is the kind of team that kind of takes mm-hmm. these risks, other than Dallas,
yeah.
where he was.
Well, the only negative thing about signing Dez Bryant. About the only negative thing that signing Dez Bryant to the Browns would be is, you know, historically he has had behavior issues. He has clashed with coaches, mm-hmm. and I don't know, I'm sure you saw recently, I believe it was last week or the week before that, he was calling out his former teammates on Twitter mm-hmm. during a rant.
Yeah.
So, I mean, his behavior is good. Sure.
That's the biggest thing. His attitude and his behavior
it's
has always
so
been...
It's questionable. Like, you never know what's going to happen.
That's always been the biggest drawback from teams,
because mm-hmm.
you never know what you're going to get from
absolutely.
Him. Yeah, you know what you're going to get on the field. He's going to go up and get the catch. He's, you know, he's faster than everybody out there. He's a freak athlete, but when he's on the sideline and when he's at home or wherever, not on Sundays, that's the kind of stuff that hurts him.
And he's at the point of his career where he needs to be pulling Antonio Callaway and guys like that over yeah. and be like, look, you can't be doing this dumb stuff anymore. Like, you got to grow up.
Yeah.
You know, he's at that point of his career where he needs to have that veteran's opinion to give to those younger guys in the locker room.
Yeah, he's been playing long enough in the NFL to have a leadership role.
Absolutely.
Like, he should be one of the leaders on a team.
Absolutely. I 100%
agree. But, I mean, he's just not. I don't know why he can't. I don't know why he can't do it. It's just, like, he doesn't want to. I don't know, but he has enough experience. If he can calm himself down, he has enough weight in the locker room, too, wherever mm-hmm. he goes, that guys are going to listen to him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 865-546-8200, your chance to join the show. Give Cole and I your opinion on the A.J. Johnson stuff, Tiger, the Browns, anything you want. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll do Mount Rushmore on the other side. You have been listening to Overtime on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. As I'm sure you've heard Tanner Carson say before, Cole and I are big eaters.
Yeah.
Love eating. You know,
yeah, big time.
You hear every Friday we're here patiently awaiting that piping room temperature Jets pizza that Russell Smith is so generous to bring us.
Never disappoints.
So we were hungry today and we were thinking, it's a good Mount Rushmore. So we're going to stick with food. Last week we did appetizers. Did we do one after that?
We did appetizers and desserts.
And desserts. Well, we are hungry, but the Bear was so generous to give us the final six wings that he got earlier from Rickard Ridge Barbecue.
Yeah, delicious.
And they were smacking. They were good. So today, we are going to do our Mount Rushmore of pizza toppings. I'm going to start my Mount Rushmore off with the most simple and basic pizza topping in the world, pepperoni.
Yeah, yeah.
Love pepperoni.
Oh, I love it.
It's like when you think of a pizza, you think of those little red circles on your pizza.
Yep.
You think about that pepperoni.
Yeah, every time.
Second, I'm going to say sausage.
Okay.
I know Cole is not a sausage on his pizza guy.
I'm not a sausage on pizza. I love like sausage biscuits.
Okay.
Just not on my pizza. I don't know. I just don't like it.
Third, I have banana peppers.
Okay. That's a good one.
Love banana peppers on my pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Gives it a little bit of kick. And, I'm stuck between two right now. Rounding my Mount Rushmore off with ham.
Wow.
It's between ham or onion, but
okay.
I think I like ham on my pizza just a smidge better.
Okay. I can get on board with that.
Nice ham and pepperoni pizza.
Yeah.
Doesn't beat it.
No, you really can't.
Can't beat it.
It's good. Yeah, I agree. First for me, let's see, I'm just spitballing here. First for me, I'm going to go, like you did, pepperoni. It's the goat.
You have to.
It's the goat topping.
It's kind of like if we were doing a Mount Rushmore Tennessee quarterbacks, you'd have to put Peyton Manning on. Yeah. You have to put pepperoni on your pizza topping Mount Rushmore.
It's just the best. My favorite topping by far. So that takes the first spot. Number two, I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but I love it on my pizza.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to say it. I know which one you're thinking about. I get grilled chicken put on my pizza sometimes.
Oh, okay.
I love grilled chicken.
Yeah, like that. So sometimes that pizza that Russell brings back, that chicken and
Barbecue chicken.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Delicious. I love me some grilled chicken. Number three is a combination of a few different toppings, but like all of the vegetables, like, you know, you go like onions, peppers,
olives,
mushrooms.
Is olive a vegetable?
It comes from the garden. I don't know what it is. Grows in the ground.
Sorry.
Or from a tree.
Random thought.
If it's not meat and it goes on a pizza. And then four, let's see. Number four, I might just have to keep it simple. Extra cheese.
Extra cheese?
I like cheesy pizza. Sometimes I'll get cheese pizza, and then sometimes I'll be like, you know what? I want some extra cheese. Extra cheese.
So you have your base cheese, then you have your toppings, and you have more cheese on it?
No, I have base cheese, then I just throw some more cheese on it.
Oh, so it's just
straight cheese.
It's like
and
an
sauce.
Extra cheese pizza.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was either that or bacon.
That was terrible for your arteries, but if it's good.
It is tasty. Extra sauce, too.
I forgot about bacon. You just said bacon. Wow.
Extra sauce, too, because all that cheese can dry your mouth out.
Bacon, definitely an honorable mention worth noting.
Definitely.
I think onions, definitely honorable mention worth noting.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple, however, is not worth noting.
Yeah.
Pineapple does not belong on your pizza.
Yeah, I know you don't like the pineapple.
Super glad you didn't say pineapple. I thought you were.
I was going to. I get pineapple on my pizza sometimes. Yeah. I just like the sweet factor.
I've never been a huge pineapple guy.
Oh,
B,
really?
I've never been a pineapple on my pizza guy.
I like pineapple in general. Like, cut it up. I could eat that all day. I get it on my pizza sometimes just because there's so much savory. Sometimes I just like a little bit of sweet.
Now, when I grill chicken teriyaki, I put pineapple slice on there.
Yeah.
But I don't eat it with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not always, but sometimes I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Feeling a little wild. There's a pineapple on my pizza. Why not?
Pineapple on the pizza.
Every time I get it, too.
Gets cold wild.
Hey, nothing like it. Every time I get it, too, my girlfriend didn't like pineapple on her pizza. So if I get it, like, oh, sorry. Yeah, it's pineapple.
There's pineapple on it, sweetheart. I'm sorry. You just can't have
it. I guess I'm eating all of it. Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, I could just pick the pineapple. Oh, no. The pineapple juice is already seared. It's already been in the pizza.
They chopped it up and put it in the sauce.
It's done. You know? It's done. No pizza for you.
No, sorry.
That's a power move. Finding out what pizza toppings your girlfriend does not like.
Yeah, if I'm extra hungry, I'll just do it.
So your girlfriend cannot eat any. That's a power move. I'm not going to lie. That's an all-time power move.
I mean, am I proud of it? In a way, but not really.
She's not listening, is she?
She probably is.
Ah.
Yeah. But she knows.
Well, now she knows. Oh, you told her?
No, she knows, yeah. She knows.
That's a power move.
She's a good sport.
See, my girlfriend likes everything, so. Yeah, well, no matter what it is.
Yeah, luckily for me, she's very picky. And I'm not at all.
Lucky.
Yeah, I'm not picky at all.
Pineapple on pizza. Come on, Cole.
You know, for the longest time, I didn't like it. Like, growing up, like, you know, the Hawaiian pizza, like ham and pineapple, mm-hmm. I thought it was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, the first time I tried it, I was in Florida, and my stepmom was like, oh, it's so good. It's so good. I took a bite and spit it out. I was like, no, this is not good at all.
I didn't like it for the longest time, but I guess, like, being in college for so long, I'll eat whatever I can get. It was on it one time. I had some, and I was like, okay, I can get on board with this.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever tried anchovies on a pizza?
I have not.
That's a weird topping that some people like that I've heard.
I've never tried it. I don't think I ever will. It just sounds too gross.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't even know what an anchovy is.
I don't either. I don't want to know either.
That will do it for us on Overtime for hour number one, hour two. Coming shortly, 865-546-8200, your chance to hop on the McKinney team hotlines and join the show with Cole and I next hour. You have been listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville.